Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gwen and Chris live from Petco Park on this Monday afternoon. And let's talk a little bit more NFL football and a little more Andrew Luck, CBS football analyst. Amy Trask joins us here on the SDCCU fan hotline. Amy, always a pleasure to have you on the program. How are you today?
I'm doing well. It's a pleasure to join you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. All right, so where did this rank, like 1 to 10 on the shock meter for yourself? Did it even go beyond a 10?
I wasn't shocked. And I've shared that publicly a bit, and I get some pushback, people saying, oh, sure you were. I really wasn't shocked. Andrew Luck was the consummate student athlete when he was at Stanford. And this is a gentleman who opted to stay in school to finish his degree, which, by the way, is from the School of Engineering. It's not an easy degree. Not that there's any that are easy at Stanford. And he didn't go into the NFL draft when he could have initially in order to finish that degree. My point being, there's much more to his life, and his interests are so much broader than simply the game. And look, last year he was sacked only, I think it was 18 times. The year before, he sat out because of injury. The year before that, he was just battered behind, behind the protection he had. He didn't have any protection. So I was not shocked. I mean, this is clearly a very, very intelligent, thoughtful young man who has a lot he wants to do in life.
I mean, it was tough to watch him up on the podium because you could just see in his face that he was worn down. I mean, any athlete who seemingly enjoyed the game as much as we saw Andrew Luck enjoy the game while he was healthy, they don't come to the decision that easily. In terms of the locker room, though, what do you think it can do to a locker room? I mean, there's only 2 weeks left not even 2 weeks left before the first regular season game. What do you think that does to the locker room?
Well, my understanding is he spoke with Jacoby Brissett before it was made public. We've seen the reaction of T.Y. Hilton, who has expressed, extreme love and admiration for the man he identified as his best friend. The players on that team have been tremendously supportive. And the locker room is going to do well, or as well, I should say, as the leadership in that organization, and the head coach spoke magnificently. It seems to me that the organization is handling this very, very, very well. And remember, although Andrew chose to step away before the season, players are used to their teammates going down with injuries at any time. Remember a few years, well, it wasn't a few anymore, I think it was 2008, first quarter of the first game of the year, Tom Brady went down with an injury. Matt Castle comes in. The team goes 11-5. My point being not to equate the two situations only, except for this point. Athletes are used to teammates not being available for whatever reason. And it just strikes me that the organization is handling this very, very well.
Seems like they are. Amy Trask, CBS analyst covering the NFL for CBS Sports, joining us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Amy, I remarked to Tony a little earlier that as we were talking, I said, I'm a little surprised that this doesn't happen a little more often, especially in the NFL, given the money that these guys make and the beating that their bodies take. I mean, I'm sure that they've lived their whole lives to play in the NFL and get that opportunity. But you make so much money in such a short amount of time, especially if you're a star player like Andrew Luck, that I'm surprised that the question doesn't come up to themselves more often. Hey, what if I just take what I've got and get out of here while I'm still somewhat healthy?
Well, and that's sort of the we've come full circle now from the beginning of our conversation, which is why one of the reasons I articulated that this just didn't surprise me that much.
Yeah.
It really didn't surprise me at all.
I mean, well, Amy, when it, let's switch gears a little bit. We've been talking a lot about Andrew Luck today. What's been your take so far on the pass interference review? How do you think it's gone? Do you think it's something they want to continue to do? Or I mean, it's obviously going to be here for the rest of this season, but how do you think it's gone so far?
I think there have been some, may I gently call them, hiccups along the way. Perhaps the biggest is there was an instance, and I apologize that I don't remember the precise down or distance, but I think you'll remember the play when I reference it, where there was interference seen by an official who threw the flag. And when the replay process began, it was quickly noted that the jostling that caused him to throw the flag was not captured by a camera. So that's something that's going to have to be worked out, because in a system where you have replay, you can only replay that which is captured by camera.
Right,
and as you men well know, when a receiver and defender are, or you know, whoever the intended receiver is, whether it's a wide receiver, a tight end, a running back, and the defender are going down the field, there is a ton of pushing and shoving and jostling, only some of which will be caught on camera. So if a flag is thrown before the camera focuses on those two players, that's going to be an issue, and it's going to have to be worked out. I don't think that the replay system is going to be as disruptive this year as many people think it will be, because I think the league office will have a very, very sharp eye on not letting it be too disruptive. They cannot have game after game after game going too long.
Amy Trask is with us, and, of course, used to be an executive with the Raiders, and, of course, the Raiders are on Hard Knocks. Have you been watching, Amy, and what have you thought of the Hard Knocks series this year? And our friend John Gruden, who seems like he could just kind of star in the show all by himself if he really wanted to.
Well, I'm sorry to do this to you, men, and pull the rug out from under you, but I have not seen Hard Knocks. August is the final month of our Big Three season. We're getting ready to play our Big Three championship game in Los Angeles this weekend. So August is the overlap, if you will, of my Big Three responsibilities, basketball, with the start of my football responsibilities for football. So there's been no time for Hard Knocks. But you are absolutely right. John could star in the show by himself.
Amy Trask joins us, football analyst for CBS Sports on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Amy, I wanted to get away from Andrew. I'm going to go back to him real quick. As an executive for the Raiders, did you ever have to deal with anything, you know, like this?
Well, we did have an offensive lineman who let us know that he was going to retire, Steve Wisniewski, one of the greatest offensive linemen of my entire career, magnificent player, even better human being. And we ultimately convinced him to come back for one last season. So that's one instance in which I was involved, or the organization for which I work was involved, where there was the prospective early retirement, early being defined as before he needed to, for physical reasons, that is. And we convinced him to come back for one more season, and that was terrific.
If you don't mind, I mean, without getting into too much detail, what is that conversation like? Because I would seem, if especially when it's, you know, due to health, that would be a tough changing a player's mind, it would seem.
Well, sure, and you don't want to lean on someone to do something that they don't feel is right. At the end of the day, everybody must trust his gut. In other instances, it's his or her gut. But those were conversations that occurred between Steve and the coach, Steve and position coaches, Steve and the owner, Steve and others in the organization. And ultimately, it was really a conversation saying, think this through. We need you. We'd love to have you. If this is something that you can think to do for another year, let's talk about that. If there's, you know, you have to be careful when you're looking for life decisions that other people are making.
Yeah.
Amy, before I let you go, just real quick, and I know you dealt with holdouts in your career. How do you think things will turn out with Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys, Melvin Gordon, and the Chargers?
Boy, I have dealt with situations of that nature, and the answer is, of course, the stone-cold truth is I don't know. And the reason is none of us know. You know, people are positing that it's more likely that Zeke comes in than Melvin. Look, I'll tell you this. Dak Prescott is the quarterback he is in large part because right. of the strong running game that they've had. And Phillip Rivers needs all the pieces and parts around him to continue to extend his career. My point being, those backs are very, very important to their teams. And look, I worked for a team owner who often paid more than the public, defining that as the media and others in and around the NFL, thought he should have paid, and he was heavily scorned for paying more than people thought a player was, quote, worth, close quote. And you know what? He didn't care whether people criticized right. him. If he wanted to get a guy in, he paid him the money, and he got him in.
That's it. That's what you got to do.
Simple as that.
Yeah, and that's why being around the Chargers as long as we all have before they moved to L.A.,
it's not looking good.
We're worried for Melvin Gordon. Amy, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it. Best of luck with the end of the big three, too. I hope that all works out great, and have a great football season.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, and thank you, and thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.